This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got them right where we want.
Prime time on Football Friday.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
1080 The Fan.
How you play today from this moment on is how you will be remember.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Tapped by Coors Light. Fans, as you power up for game day, grab some frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Please drink responsibly.
Football Friday with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
What it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Friday.
It is a good Friday. Not really, but, you know. Friday.
Yeah, it's kind of ugly out there.
Boy, it's bad on the road, so I'm just going to go ahead and apologize for everyone sitting in traffic. We're sorry, and we're here for you?
Well, no, we like bad traffic.
That's true, because it keeps you in your car longer.
Yeah, because we thrive on that.
It was a bit of a slug today to get in, and you keep refreshing your traffic app to see if it'll give you an alternate route, and it basically just keeps telling you to, you know, F you, just stay on the freeway and go 10 miles an hour.
Well, was it the rain, or was it Friday, or was it the holiday, or what?
Confluence, I believe. That's as bad as I've seen it in quite some time.
I keep forgetting it's a holiday because we don't get it off.
No, we don't get it off because of football. We have to stay here and
talk. Well, we work hard. I mean,
4 big hours, except for yesterday, and then it was, you know, 2 big hours, and the last Thursday,
I would like to state, 2 big hours. May I state for the record?
Yeah, state. Do declare, if you will.
Yeah, we get a lot of crap for our vacations.
Yes, we do.
Because
none of my friends or family have any respect whatsoever for the work week that we do.
Well, we get a lot of crap for our vacations when we're gone because you notice it when we're gone.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that at your job, you can just duck out and no one cares or notices.
Yeah.
We're a little different.
Yeah.
Understood. But we deserve vacation time too.
Well, we have to be here. So I got in today.
Well, hold on.
Oh, I thought that was your point that you were making. There's a
greater point. Yes. My point is that I would like it noted that we will be here on Monday while you all, many of you, not all of you, have the day off.
So if you are driving around on your day off,
we'll be here
enjoying life.
Right up in here.
We're here.
Working.
Well, the point that I was making
sporting
to back up your point is we can't cut out early. Like, I got in today and the boss who lives out in my direction was like, really bad. And I said, it's horrific. And he has a haircut out in Camas at 5.
Why does he always schedule his haircuts right around that time?
I don't know. It was a bit of a...
Can you not get a...
Haircut is code for something else.
Let's call him out.
So
no,
he can leave a little early on a Friday.
He's always got a dentist appointment or a haircut. I'm like, man, the dentist appointment I get, we have to do that during the week.
Yeah.
Get a haircut on the weekends.
Yeah, he's got a big haircut in Camas at 5.
But nobody's ever accused him of not working hard, though.
No.
He's always here.
But here's my point is that, like, so I got in and he was like, oh,
so
crap.
I'll stand down.
Yeah, he's like, I better go right now.
But only today.
Just today. He can leave. He was supposed to be here.
So is he on the road listening to us right now?
I believe so.
So he left at 3 for a 5 p.m. haircut?
Well, it took me an hour and a half to get from basically where he's going to get his haircut to here, and I'm assuming it's only going to get worse.
You know what that is?
What?
That's an hour, happy hour pre-funk for the haircut.
I don't know.
He's popping into a bar. He'll be up there by 4, and he'll pop into a bar, have a couple beers, then go get his ears trimmed.
He's not getting there.
Or wait. Ears lowered? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, ears lowered.
Yeah, ears lowered.
Ears trimmed would be painful.
He's not getting there by 4.
Yeah, that would hurt.
There's zero chance of that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, whenever he gets there, it ain't going to take him 2 hours to get there. He's not running in all out of breath for his haircut.
No.
So he's going to have time. He carved out a little extra time for himself.
See, but this is the...
Which is fine.
This is the part of our job that's the only bad part is that you can't cut out. We can't be like, you know what? Got a haircut at 6:30, going to duck out of here at 6:15. No one will notice.
Yeah, we got it rough.
Doesn't work that way.
It sucks, man.
Just a grind.
It is a grind. Hey!
What's happening?
It's the boss.
Hey! He's back from his haircut already.
Wow, your hair looks great.
That was awful quick.
Notice how he ran down here to prove that he was still in the office.
Still here. Haven't left yet.
He's leaving in 5 minutes.
Exactly. He does that like you go in and you tell the boss, hey, just, you know, check it in. Want to make sure everyone sees me. And then quietly slips away.
Well, you remember the famous story of the guy who used to leave his his office lights on.
Yes.
And he would leave his briefcase open on his desk.
To give you the illusion that maybe he was in the bathroom, maybe he was faxing something.
Yeah, he's around here somewhere.
Well, it's the George Costanza theory. Just leave your car in the parking lot, and they think, like, whoever shows up first sees it parked there. You're like, wow, like, he's really here early. And then whoever leaves last sees the car. It's like he's burning the midnight oil.
So this guy would, he would lock his door to his office, but you could see through a window into there.
Lights on,
briefcase
open. Yeah,
lights on, briefcase open, which is just classic.
It's a solid move. Well, Swag kind of does something similar in that Swag gives the illusion that he's really busy by walking around in a frantic pace. Like, I don't think he does anything. I think he just walks laps and is kind of out of breath. He walks with a purpose. And so I think if you just saw Swag in the hallway, you'd be like, crap, he's really busy. And then when you ask him how it's going, he always gives you the, as if to be exhausted at the grind. And so I think there is an illusion that no one works harder than him, when in reality, I don't really know what he does.
You know, there are a lot of people out there, and you all in your work environments can attest to this, that have everyone fooled.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about that is, well, you say that, but the reality is they have no one fooled. Everyone knows it, but no one really calls them on it.
No.
You know, it's like it falls under the category of, well, it's really none of my business. Look, if he's smart enough to navigate the corporate ladder by doing nothing, hey, more power to you. A lot
it's
of people
like
are
like
that.
The silent code of the office.
Yeah. Like empty suits. You know, there's a lot of empty suits out there.
Yes. You don't Ferris Bueller it. You don't Jenny Bueller and rat out your brother. You just mind your own business and be happy that, you know, hey, you're still living and breathing. And here's the thing. You can do it too. So it's not that you're pissed that they're doing it. You're pissed that you can't get away with it. And that my point to that is, be better.
Well, I think what you're saying is we're in a job where you just can't really.
No.
Like,
no,
you have to actually perform.
Yeah, you got to be here. Although, back in the day, Furness would pre-tape out the last hour so he'd get to the Blazer games.
That's what we've done today.
Yeah, as far as...
The club is taped.
As far as you know, maybe this is taped right now. You don't know. You don't know what's live and what's not.
This is taped. It is 2:30 on the Fan. Wait.
Oops, what?
No, so listen, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Traffic is bad. Oh. Weather sucks. Monday's a holiday, but most people...
Haircuts, leaving early.
I don't understand why rain bogs down traffic in the Northwest. That doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
But it always does.
Always does.
You know? And why is Friday such a big traffic day? Because...
I think people are just in a hurry to get where they're going because of the weekend. I think a lot of people duck out early, and there's more people on the road. You're heading places in and out of town.
More people on the road on Fridays.
Yeah.
More people are heading out of town for the weekends.
I just feel like, that's like Friday is one of those I do think that there is an influx. Like, everywhere I've ever lived, Friday is the worst traffic day.
Yep.
And it's not even close. Because I think if people are going to take a day off, it's going to be a Friday. I think more people are trying to cut out early on a Friday to get where they're going. And I just think there's more people coming and going out of the city on Fridays. People coming either in from out of town, or people leaving to go somewhere else.
Now, it says here that on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is on Monday.
Yeah.
45% of employers give their workers the day off.
Okay. That's more than I would have thought.
Only 45? I thought it'd be a lot more than that.
Oh, no. I was thinking that was more like maybe a 25, 30%. Most people that I know, minus like government employees, school.
A lot of them, they're not working anyway.
Well, that's...
Yeah. By the way, we have Ryan in here from Blazer Tag Podcast.
Oh. Hey.
And he's in here because he's a construction bro.
Yeah.
But they have government contracts.
So they're shut down. They're furloughed.
He's got nothing.
Oh, they haven't called him back to work for free yet?
No.
Can I just say,
No, they haven't.
We have tried really hard on this show to not be political. You know,
I haven't.
We make an effort.
I hate Trump.
To try to steer clear of most of that.
I'm just over it.
I do not know if there is something that would enrage me more than being forced to go to work and not be paid for it.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
And I'm here to tell you that you think you can half-ass a job, force me to do something that I don't really want to do for a job anyways. Like, I don't love my job. It's just there. It's a government job. And now you tell me that I'll get paid, but it'll be, I don't know, maybe months down the road. No one can tell me when. Holy hell, would I half-ass that like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I don't think I would, because I'm a professional.
I don't even think half-assing. Can you quarter-ass something? Can you an eighth of an ass something?
I'd come in and work harder.
I don't think you would.
Lead by example.
You would sick time that thing. Rob would suddenly come down with cat AIDS and would be out for 3 months.
The tweet of the day on the Twits, you may have seen that. This is the blue one with the bird.
Yeah, I've seen something about that.
I think it's called Twitter.
Yeah, the tweets.
Yeah, the tweet of the day
the
is, Watergate is starting to look like something cute with a boopable nose.
Boop. You know what? That's
Isn't
adorable.
That funny?
I haven't seen that, but that is adorable.
That's a great tweet.
Yes.
Okay, so there's your politics for the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we move
Stupid
on.
Stupid liberal snowflakes ruin everything. Okay, there you go. There's the balance.
That's it. Yeah,
okay.
China.
Fair and balanced, right? The no spin zone with Isaac Rop.
You know, I've got a lot of football today on the notes, although my iPad is disabled. Do you ever get that?
Yeah, that happens.
Why does it do that?
I'm guessing porn would be my guess. You should probably like do a wipe.
I don't watch porn. The best I pulled it out of my bag and it said,
That's what
iPad
she said.
Is disabled. Try again in 15 minutes.
Every time you say that, because you have proclaimed on this program that Rob does not watch pornography. Every time you say that, I glance over at Mike. That is the most unbelievable statement to Mike Lynch's ears that has ever been uttered. In no way you could tell him that you were going to sit on the Iron Throne at the end of this season, and Mike would believe that more than you not watching porn.
Everybody watches porn.
Well, I don't care what Mike believes. I'm old, low T, okay? Now, listen, here's the thing. You just brought
up... You need to go see Dr. Arkaki.
You brought up something that... You just glossed right over that, what? But I'm not going to let you do that.
Talking to your doctor about your poop?
I sent you guys the odds because somebody on Twitter sent me the odds and I found it fascinating. The odds are out on who will rule Westeros at the end of season 8 of Game of Thrones, which is the final season.
That's like what, April, I think it comes out.
And if you haven't watched Game of Thrones, you're going to understand none of this, and we're not going to belabor it because I know a lot of you haven't watched it. But just pointing out that the odds are out and it is fascinating to debate who may rule Westeros, and you never answered.
No, I didn't. Well, to be honest with you, I was sitting in the car when that thing was kind of going about, and
Well, what better time to do some research?
That's a valid point. I did because I saw the list come through, but I didn't see the odds. I'm assuming it just went in order with Jon Snow being the favorite.
Well, the odds were on the right. You had to open the picture. He said.
Yeah, yeah. I have not had time to sit down. I personally am rooting for the Night King. And yeah, that's where I'm going with it. And it may
lead—he's the bad guy, by the way.
Yeah, he's the bad guy. And it may lead to there was a bit of a kerfuffle because there was a conversation I had today about this very thing, and the lady friend, the special lady friend, is not happy that I root for the bad guy.
Well,
and I believe that she may stab me over this.
Yeah, I don't know why you like that says a lot about you.
Why?
Well, why? I mean, why?
Why is
because
he
he's the worst guy?
Why?
Because he's the bad guy. He
How?
Wants to kill everyone.
How is he the bad guy?
He wants to kill everyone.
So does everyone else.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they just want to rule.
And so does he.
No.
Why is he any less...
I think Suke's right on this one.
Why is he any less entitled to the throne?
You're telling me
he's not evil. He was rejected to the north forever ago, and then he raised an army.
And now he's coming to take what's rightfully his.
You're telling me Jon Snow is not a great person?
How is he any better than the Night King?
Well, he is better than the Night King.
He is better than the Night King.
Jon Snow is trying to get his people...
I'm fighting both arguments here.
On the throne, and he wants to rule. What is the Night King trying to do?
Jon Snow.
Go rule Westeros the best way he knows how and put his people in command. I'm rooting for the Night King.
Jon Snow has a good heart.
So does the Night King.
No, he does not. You're wrong.
Now he's got
a frozen heart.
Now that everyone's turned off the radio, we will proceed with the three of you that are left.
Yeah.
You were the one who brought it up.
That's true.
Well, I didn't want to belabor it, but guess who belabored it? Looking right at him.
All I said is you asked me who I thought, and I'm rooting for the Night King.
Let's belabor it. Did you hear the theory that Bran is the Night King?
I hope so.
Did you hear that?
And is he bad?
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Okay, but did you catch what was in the trailer?
I don't know if I went into any sort of conspiracy theory.
Okay. Well, there is a conspiracy theory from the trailer.
Well, we probably shouldn't get into that now if you want more people
to
listen.
No, there's nobody left.
Okay.
So the kids are all walking and look and viewing their statues, which means they're ultimately going to die because when you die, you get the statue down in the...
Sure, in the crypt.
Yeah. So they're down in there and they're looking at their statues. Arya, Sansa, and Jon. Mm-hmm. Bran's not there. He's the other kid.
Yeah.
Where's Bran? Mm-hmm. Why is Bran not there? There's no statue of Bran. And then at the end of the trailer, swoops in what, you know, the wind, like the Night King's coming in.
Yeah.
But some people think that's Bran coming in. Bran is the Night King.
Well, then count
me in. Went back in time became the Night King, couldn't get out, and now he's the Night King. Well,
then I'm on board. My theory holds through. He's not the bad guy. He's just a dude trying to rule.
So if you...
Season 8's going to be great.
If you bet on both Bran and the Night King, you're just going to win?
No. No. It has to be like the Night King, or if it's the Night King but it's Bran, then Bran wins. Yeah. If you bet on... You got to bet on Bran.
Gotta bet
Bran's
on the
second highest odds behind... or the second best odds behind Jon.
Never before have we turned off so many people.
I don't care about Sunday's games.
All Game of Thrones.
All Game of Thrones, all the time.
4 big hours. Let's just go Dungeons and Dragons. Where's the nerd drop when we need it?
Wait, who? Which gets more people to turn off the radio? Suk and Mike talking about Game of Thrones.
In a heated debate.
Or Oregon Ducks basketball.
Ooh.
Last night.
That's tough.
Don't answer that.
Shots fired.
There was an actual win.
Hey, they won.
Hey, they won. Yeah.
I was surprised
to see
that.
Was it pretty?
No.
Debatable.
I watched it. It was on at the Mexican restaurant while I was eating dinner.
Now, I've written them off, but now maybe I shouldn't.
Well, and I also...
You should write the entire Pac-12 off and stop caring.
No, because I saw that, was it Joe Lenardi put out his bracket, and who was on there? Washington. The Huskies. They were a 10 seed.
And?
I don't know. I just saw that
Washington.
I just saw that he put Washington, which may mean that there is more than one Pac-12 team.
That's a great first segment. You're welcome.
Yeah.
All of you. Now, let's get on track, okay?
Yeah. Can we focus? Let's talk some soccer now. Game of Thrones, duck basketball, soccer, maybe some hockey we throw in there? What about some boxing?
Let's talk football.
You want to learn how to play cricket?
Yeah, I saw a guy is about to get a 1,000 centuries. It's kind of a big deal.
Do you have Patriots fatigue?
Rob just shrugged right past the cricket.
If Jon Snow were quarterback of the Patriots.
Ooh, there you go. Who wins this weekend if Jon Snow is quarterbacking the Pats?
If he's quarterbacking, well, I think, what if?
Because if anyone can quarterback the Patriots, not named Tom Brady, it's Jon Snow.
Would
get
they
one
be
of the
better?
Wolves playing tight end?
Would they be better with Jon Snow or Tom Brady? I'd argue Brady.
It's possible. What if the Night King was halfback, though? You couldn't tackle him.
Don't forget about the dragons. Everybody forgets about the dragons.
That's ridiculous. They can't wear shoulder pads.
They're hanging out
How
there.
Are you going to get a helmet on? That's an equipment violation
they
right
don't
there.
Need, they're flying above you anyway.
Can't. You got to wear a helmet. That's
all right.
The rule.
It is 3:17 on the Fan. Bye.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, big weekend. You know why? More Game of Thrones talk on the golf course.
I think we're supposed to get some dry weather tomorrow. Fingers
yes.
crossed.
Well, I got a golf, so it better be dry.
I do. I got a tee time 11:30, so I'm hoping that we get some dry spells. The forecast says it's going to be.
Well, no one cares about our golf games, Jace.
No, but they do care about Game of Thrones.
They do. We're getting a lot of feedback. A lot of people really like our Game of Thrones talk.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a big deal.
We could continue with it.
It's the most popular show on television.
Well, we've done this topic before. Remember we did this where we said, if we were to do a show about one TV show.
Yeah.
What gets the most calls?
And we kind of settled on Game of Thrones, even though at the time you hadn't seen it and I had just recently watched it. We were kind of late to the party.
Yeah. So that topic's already been covered. You're just going to have to go back into our podcast to listen to that discussion. Now, could you call this the best football weekend of the year?
Well, Super Bowl.
What's the best? Rank the best football weekends of the year.
Well, I'm still going to say Super Bowl number one. I mean, 130 million people watch it. You're not going to a party this weekend, are you?
Well, I'm saying to you.
But this, I think it's to everyone. Are you going to a party? Are you going to go to one on Super Bowl Sunday? Do you usually watch it with more people?
No.
You just sit at home?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you went to Quick's function.
Several years ago I did.
Okay.
But then I miss a lot of the game, and then I have to rewatch because we have to do a show about it the next day. So I like to just sit and watch at home.
I'm still saying Super Bowl number one. I'm going to go... I'm going to go the week you get NFL and the college football playoff I'm going to go that.
See, that's a great weekend.
I'm going that number two.
Except that that's usually, if it's week 17, I got to go look at that. Is that week 17 in the NFL? Because week 17 in the NFL sucks.
Well, not always.
Yeah, I mean, not always.
You can Is it week?
You can get some.
There's some playing games every year in week 17.
But generally, week 17 sucks. It's a weird week. You got to admit.
I'm still saying I get the NFL and I get the semifinals of the college football playoff. So I'm going to go that because the college football championship's on a Monday, so that doesn't even really count as the weekend. So that's right out. And then I'll go this one here.
This is a great one.
And then I'm going to go to wild card weekend because then I get two on Saturday, two on Sunday. That's my power ranking.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, but we got, what did we get last week?
Divisional, two on Saturday, two on Sunday.
Divisional might be better than wild card weekend, although because it's the same thing. It's the same concept you're talking about.
Yes.
But on divisional weekend, you get the teams that have byes, and generally that has led to kind of some duds.
Yeah, the wild card to me.
Because the road teams, kind of the rubber meets the road for the road teams, and then the teams that have byes have such an advantage.
Yeah.
Because like we said, with the Colts and the Chargers this year, they win on the first weekend, wild card weekend. They advance to divisional weekend. There are teams sitting there waiting that haven't played in 2 weeks, and meanwhile, this is their third straight road game. So divisional week can sometimes be a letdown, even though you do get two games Saturday, two games Sunday, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But that's also wild card weekend. This weekend's good, but we don't have Saturday football.
Yeah.
Next week, or 2 weeks, the Super Bowl, I don't think Super Bowl weekend's the best football weekend of the year. I think it's got to be in the top three or four. But it's one game, and sometimes that game's a letdown. The only thing great is, you know, obviously Super Bowl with, like, the ads and the parties and stuff. But then you start bringing in college football.
See, and this is my question. If you're going to give me the college football championship as part of the weekend, then that becomes the best because that's wild card weekend. And I love wild card weekend because you get excited. It's the NFL postseason.
Well, that was not wild card weekend.
Oh, I thought that was wild card weekend.
No, they couldn't compete with each other because there would be two Saturday games and then those would be on Saturday.
The national championship game's on a Monday.
Right. You said college football playoff weekend.
Well, the semifinals this year were on a Saturday.
Oh, you're talking about the title game.
The title game.
Okay.
The title game, I think, is wild card. So I get the two wild card games on Saturday, two wild card games on Sunday. And then if you're going to give me Monday and you rope in the national title game, that to me is the best weekend. If you're going to say something other than the Super Bowl.
So you're including the national championship game in college on Monday. So wild card weekend, NFL, and then the college football final.
If you will grant me the pass to rope in Monday into my weekend, that may bump the Super Bowl for me.
Can we grant that?
Yeah, because Monday Night Football is every week. So part of a football weekend.
Then I'm taking that as my best football weekend.
Don't overlook the first week of the NFL season. Because you're super excited for it. You've got, what is it, week three in college football at that point and the first week of NFL season?
Good point.
You are jacked about football at that point.
Yeah, and there's probably some good non-conference college games on.
Yeah, you're probably still getting into some of that.
So that's one that you should also think about. Yeah. But I agree with the divisional round, wild card round are awesome. I'm with Rob. Super Bowl weekend, it's cool. But compared to some of the other ones, it's not at the top.
Isn't Super Bowl weekend kind of ominous because you're like, oh, man.
It's over.
After this game, it's over. We're such losers.
It is weird. Like once the Super Bowl ends right and you're cleaning up like chips and dip and you're like eating that leftover cold wing.
It's so sad.
And then you're sitting around on your couch and you're like, well, what the hell do I do now? There is this weird feeling. It's just this ominous, like what's going to happen. It's like the Joker in the Batman movie. Once he blows up the hospital and he just like gives you like the shoulder shrug. You're like, well, I guess move on to something else. Talk to you for a while.
Well, the good news is you get, you know, free agency and you get the draft. Yeah. And,
more importantly, someone points out on the Betty Today text line, what does all this S have to do with dragons?
What?
Yeah. He wants to know
more Game of Thrones talk.
More Game of Thrones talk. Well, this guy says, hey, this is great and all. We're talking football. What does it have to do with dragons?
Well, you know, the dragon, because now the Night King has a dragon.
Yeah. So it's two normal dragons
and then
versus
one
dead ice dragon.
Now, don't you think that
advantage ice dragon?
Yeah, do you think so? Because
I think
he can't die?
He's undead.
But you can kill them with fire, right?
No, you need that weird stone
thing. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, to kill him. So maybe if you took a football of that special rock and then had Tom Brady, a.k.a. Jon Snow, throw it at the dragon.
See, the dragons are really an X factor in the whole show because
it's like a Tyreek Hill sort of thing.
You forget about them, and then all of a sudden, you know, they run for 99. You're like, oh.
You got to know where they're out on the field at all times.
Yeah.
The moment you stop paying attention, boom, touchdown.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, anyway, sports and stuff. So, I was going to ask you, are you guys, I don't mind any of the Super Bowl matchups. They're all good by me.
Yes.
This year, because you have four great teams here. The divisional weekend this particular year is fantastic, right? Like, you can't ask for better matchups.
No, 100%.
But I definitely have Patriots fatigue.
See, I don't.
And we'll be rooting against them.
I have zero Patriot fatigue. In fact, I'm weird in this way that when, and maybe it's just that I have to go against the tide. Once, it's the same thing with like Alabama. Once everyone starts bitching and moaning about a team, especially just because it's excellence, I tend to be like, no, the only reason you're tired of them is because they're better than everyone else. I don't mind watching someone who's the very best at what they do. I have zero Patriots fatigue. In fact, I kind of want to see the Patriots win it again just to piss everyone off and be like, we're back, America, deal with it. Now, I don't think they're going to win because I don't think this Patriot team is as good as some of the previous
incarnations. If the Patriots get in there, they're super interesting, right? Like, they're the Patriots. They're the champs. It's really – well, they're not the champs. The Eagles are, but you know what I mean. Like, they've won all these Super Bowls. And so them being in there is always good. Because they're the king.
Yeah.
But I would much rather see Chiefs Saints or Chiefs Rams this year. I just think those are better. I mean, that'd just be more fun matchups.
I get it. To me, just when the Yankees, I hate the Yankees maybe more so than any other professional team.
Mike, how do you feel about that?
And it pisses me off.
I'm used to it.
Mike's breathing fire.
That Mike likes the Yankees.
Like a dragon.
It bothers me.
Why?
Because you're from New Jersey.
So who else am I supposed to like?
Someone other than the Yankees. Be a Mets fan. Be original. They need fans.
Why? The Mets suck.
You jackass. But when the Yankees are involved in something, it makes it more interesting because you've got the Mikes of the world, the bandwagoners, who for no reason just randomly decide to like New York, not even from the state. They're like, oh, I'm just going to be a Yankee fan, bandwagon.
He's totally trolling you. Don't take the bait.
I know. I'm not taking it.
This is classic Sook here.
And so you've got the bandwagoners.
That's
like
twice
Mike.
In 2 days I haven't taken the bait. Are you proud?
That's good. Yeah.
And
you're
then,
doing well.
And then you've got just the real diehard Yankee fans, like all nine of them. And then everyone else can hate the Yankees, and it makes it like hate watching. It makes it more enjoyable. Sports to me are more universal when you've got the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Lakers, the Celtics, the Pats. When you have a villain, right? You have to have the Night King in order for someone to root against it. You have to have, you know, the Lannisters around in order to root. More hot Game of Thrones talk.
By the way, I would go long shot to rule at the end of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Cersei's not a bad play.
Just outlasts everybody.
Because she's a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And she will do nothing.
She's fought through everything.
Or she, there's nothing she won't do.
Yes.
Right.
She's kind of the New England Patriots.
And she's a long shot. She's like 1,200 to 1.
You're tired of her. You think she's going to die, and she just keeps coming back. So if it's the Pats, I have zero problem with that. But I totally get where you're coming from, that I think the most entertaining game that you could get would be Rams-Chiefs, because think back to that Monday night game. Even though that wasn't necessarily the best played game, find me a more entertaining game. If that, can you imagine if that game was with the Super Bowl on the line? We instantly the next day we'd be like, that's the best football game we've ever seen.
Well, it is cool that the element of this year's divisional weekend is that we have seen. Okay, so we've seen Rams Chiefs.
Yeah.
We've seen Saints Rams.
Yeah.
And we've seen Chiefs Pats. And all three games are arguably the best games of the year.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
And now we get these four teams in the Final Four. It couldn't be any better. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs and the Rams are going to win, and that's who's going to be in the Super Bowl. You heard it here probably. You heard it here 78th.
Yeah, I feel like
that. Because I'm sure other people have said that. But
I'm not going to lie. That's not a real hot take.
No, but I think the most least hot take. That make sense?
The least hot take.
No, the most least.
The most least. The lukewarm take?
Yeah, the easiest one is Saints Chiefs, because you're just picking the home team.
Picking the home. And by the way, that is what
your boring ass is doing.
Well, both of these games are what? Right around the field goal.
I tell you what, not a lot of people are going Patriots Rams.
No. No, you don't see a lot of that.
You don't see a lot of that.
When you look at two matchups that are this even, they're both what, three and a half points depending, right?
Yeah, they're both a field goal game.
I mean, basically Vegas is telling you that 3 points is for home field and that these are pick 'em games.
Dead even, man.
And we saw the Patriots and the Chiefs play. That was a 40-43, and that was in New England. 3-point game at New England's place. And now the Saints and the Rams a little bit different. That ended up being would they end up winning by 8, 9-ish?
Yeah, it was about a touchdown.
It was right around a touchdown game, but the Saints kind of dominated that. But a lot of people are looking at that and saying there's something about the Saints right now that doesn't seem quite, maybe the Saints peaked and the Rams.
Well, they scored 80 points in the game.
No. I'm saying that the Saints right now, maybe not playing their best football. And there's a sense that maybe the Rams, after kind of hitting a speed bump, have been rejuvenated.
Yeah, no, I think the Rams have more than the Saints. Like, if you just look on paper, it's really hard to bet against the Saints for two reasons. One, they're at home.
5-0 Drew Brees all time.
6-0.
Is he 6?
Well, him and Peyton are 6-0 all time in the playoffs at home.
Yeah.
They're very hard to bet against at home. That is a great home field advantage. But the second one is, I think it's easy for people to look at teams who have won it before and see them winning it again, right? We've seen Drew Brees and Sean Payton win one, so we just trust them. This is why I think sometimes teams that have won Super Bowls are overrated. See Philly for the first 10 weeks of this past year, right? Yeah. The Green Bay Packers, ever since Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl, to me, overrated every year, and that's because we saw them win the Super Bowl. And I think there's an element of that with the Saints. The Saints are damn good, but I think the Rams actually have more. If you take that out of it, that is a factor, but if you take that out of it and just look at, on paper, what the Rams have to work with versus what the Saints have to work with, the Rams have more. It's just going to be a matter of can they put it all together? They're going to have to play really well, but it's just the Rams are like this, I don't know, they seem like the unstoppable force to me, not the Saints, and that's all the way around.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree, but I know we have to break, but I've got something that I'd like to counter with that.
Okay.
Maybe when we come back.
Exciting. Here's Mike with sports.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Tapped by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about James Harden for a second. But we are hot in the middle of championship weekend talk. And I view the Rams as the value in the Rams-Saints game because they're getting points. And I just think all around, they're better. In other words, they're both great teams. But you know, if you just bet on rosters, which sometimes you need to do.
Yeah, I mean.
It's the Rams.
Yeah.
And I think that if they are able to handle Michael Thomas better than they did the first time because Aqib Talib's back.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Thomas is a force.
Yes.
But let's not forget that the Saints have been all season trying to find another receiver to go alongside him, right? Like, they've been, you know, outside of Michael Thomas.
Yeah, like Ted Ginn.
And then Ben Watson's out.
Well,
did you see that?
Yeah. And basically, I mean, they use their running backs.
Right.
I mean, is their next weapons.
But anyway, you had a retort to my, I just think the Rams are better.
Yeah.
What is your retort to that?
I get where you're coming from when you look at especially when you look at the offensive weapons, the Rams' firepower, but I would make.
Well, and defense too.
And defense. Although I just think the Rams' defense has been.
And then what's his nuts is out.
What?
Rankins.
Yeah. Yeah,
for the Saints, that's a big loss. Man.
It is a big loss, and they're a little beat up. Especially who's the Pete, the guard from Stanford. He's got a busted hand, and I think he had 5 penalties last week against Philadelphia. He could not handle Fletcher Cox. He's basically playing with one hand. It's like a club, and if he thought playing Fletcher Cox was going to be tough with one hand, I don't know if you've seen this guy for the Rams that plays inside. What's his name? NFL defensive player. Oh yeah, Aaron Donald. That's.
Oh, and then Sue's over there.
Yeah,
and
it's a bit of a.
They're awesome.
It's a bit of a scary thing. But my retort to that is, so many times we talk in the NFL that what is the number one most important position in the NFL? And it's not even close. It's the
kicker.
The most important position in all of sports, and that's quarterback. And there isn't. It's not even close that the worst quarterback left in these playoffs is Jared Goff.
No, that's true.
It's really not close. And I'm not saying that he's not a talented player, but he's not Drew Brees. He's not Pat Mahomes, and he sure as hell isn't Tom Brady. And at times he looks, you can flummox him a little bit. And if the Rams can't run the ball, and maybe that's.
Well, they're dead if they can't run the ball.
Maybe that's a bit of a stretch because the Rams do run the ball real well.
They're going to have to.
But to me, I do think there's an element of your New Orleans and that crowd noise taking away some of the comfort and the ability to audible. I do not trust him. And last week, now he didn't have to do much because they just ran the ball right down their throat. But he's never won in an environment like this. Last year in the playoffs, he totally S'd the bed. I don't think he was pressed at all against Dallas whatsoever. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, he didn't throw a touchdown pass, right, in that game. In fact, I'm going to look at his numbers here against Dallas. He was 15 of 28 for 186, no touchdowns, no picks, quarterback rating of 74. He plays that way against the Saints. They lose that ball game.
I think what you're saying is they're going to need him at some point.
Yes.
He's going to need to make some plays.
They're going to need him. And
but if they run for 300 yards again, yeah. Do they still lose that game?
They're going to have to run the ball.
Yes.
I mean, Goff is not good enough to carry them if they can't run the ball.
So here's my point. So as dominant as they were against Dallas, that ended up being a one-possession game, right? If you take that game that the Rams played, and that's even as well as they run the ball, I think if they play that game in New Orleans against the Saints, I think they lose. And I just think he is going to have to play better than that. So many times in these playoff situations, you're going to need your quarterback to show up. And he is by far the one quarterback in this group that you, like, if you had to pick, like you're doing old school pickup playground football, it doesn't take any amount of time to realize that he's the last pick. And I think that's significant.
Yeah, but the other three are pretty special, though.
Yes.
So that's kind of a tough
crowd. But that's my point, is to me, you have three, you have an MVP and two of maybe the five greatest quarterbacks playing, and then a guy that is good in a system that I still have some real questions about.
Well, you just jinxed it, and he's not going to throw for 410 with four touchdowns by saying that.
Probably.
You realize that, right?
Yes.
That's how football works.
Yes.
It's really unpredictable. But that's why these are great games to dissect, is that, man, you could go either way. I think a lot of people maybe want to see the two old quarterbacks. Do you want to see Breeze take down Brady, maybe? Is that something that tickles you?
No. I would love to see it.
I would like, if it's Saints-Patriots, no question I'm buying a Saints hat.
Oh, yeah. But I want the Youngs, personally.
I've said it before. If I had to kind of pick,
want the Youngs, too.
I would like to see Drew Breeze win another one. Because I don't think he gets the proper respect he deserves. I think Drew Brees belongs on the Mount Rushmore. I'd like to see Brees get another one and finally cement his place. And if it's not Drew Brees, then I don't care about Mahomes, but I'd like to see Andy Reid get one.
Yeah.
And put the Andy Reid best coach should never won a Super Bowl sort of stuff to bed, too.
All right, guess what's coming up next? This is a text message on the Better You Today text line at 55305. Nice suggestion from a listener. If these four teams remaining were a Game of Thrones house, how about that?
Which would each be?
Huh?
Who's the White Walkers?
That's the Patriots.
I was kind of
that's
thinking,
not a house, but the Patriots.
The Patriots were the Lannisters.
Yeah, I kind of think of the Lannisters.
Nah, but see,
they've been in power.
All right,
no
stop.
One likes them.
Time's easy. Time out. It's 3:46 on the Fan.
Unbelievable.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Tapped by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
Keeping with the theme of Game of Thrones. If the four teams playing were Game of Thrones houses, what would they be?
We've got some good suggestions. I've settled on three of the four I feel really good about.
Me too.
And I don't really know what to do with the last one.
Well, it's the Rams.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with the Rams either.
No. But clearly, this is my quick. I won't belabor this, but
yeah, right.
The Pats are the Lannisters.
I don't believe you.
The Pats are. They're old.
Yeah.
They're old school money. They've lived a high life. Everyone hates them, but you can't get them to go away.
Or they're White Walkers, but that's not.
No, I like
because
this.
You can't kill them.
No, I like this. Someone said the White Walkers are the refs. They're unpredictable, more of a force of nature. But you know, at some point, they're going to rear their ugly head and screw everything up.
What about the Baratheons? They're still in power by name, but they're all dead.
The White Walkers could be the fans too.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, especially New Orleans
got a bit of an X factor.
They are a force.
And I do like the Targaryens, the dragon people, being the chiefs. Someone put out a great case for that. Were ruled back in the day, won championships, and the Super Bowl era hits, fell on hard times, tried to make a comeback, no one really respected them, and then they got dragons, a.k.a. Pat Mahomes, and now they're just laying waste to
everybody.
Explosive
offense,
yes.
Like
it.
Fire.
Yeah, love it.
The
that's what I had.
They're the dragons.
I had that too. Then New Orleans is the Starks.
Yeah,
that's what I had too, yeah.
Because they're honorable.
Yeah, blue collar.
A little bit more blue collar. Yeah.
Let's ignore
more.
The whole Greg Williams thing.
But. Yeah, I just kind of shoved that.
But they've been through some S.
Yeah.
And so that fits. But the Rams, yeah, I mean, are they the Greyjoys? Or?
I don't know what to do with the Rams.
So the Rams had a really good offense, best show on turf, right? So they were good in the past.
But they move around a lot. It's like they don't really have a fan
base. They have moved.
That's true.
I don't know what to do with them.
Are they the Tyrells who decided to latch on to the power teat that was...
It's possible. And then they got
sold out for a bigger city.
Yeah, and Sean McVay is the equivalent of like the hot princess, you know, kind of the new hot thing. Everyone wants a piece of it. Might be something like that. There you go.
I love it. Don't act like you don't love that.
Those are your hot playoff/Game of Thrones coming together.
Look, I'm going to tell you something right now. There is no other sports show in the country that did that.
No, that's right here.
And if there is, I'd like to compare notes.
To see what they have, and maybe we're way off. But I really do like the White Walkers being the refs. Whoever, the Better You Today text line, that was an excellent one right there. Unpredictable force of nature. You don't think about them, but I promise you, at some point during this weekend, the refs are going to do something. You're going to be like, holy hell, I can't believe that just cost so-and-so the game.
Yeah, and for those that haven't watched the show, White Walkers are basically zombies that you can't kill.
Yes, a.k.a. the officials. There's nothing you can do against it.
Right.
You know they're coming, and good luck stopping
Or Roger Goodell.
Someone did point out that I think it was the Rams, they're like either 0-7 or 0-8.
0-8 against this one official.
Against this, the head official.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you think there's something to that? Or is that just a stupid stat?
I think it's just one of those kind of fluke sort of things that comes in. I don't think that the head official.
0-8.
Well, again, you're talking about one official. That doesn't mean, and the head official isn't the one calling pass interference. I just think that is a
totally random.
It's a totally random thing. I don't think that there's anything to that whatsoever.
All right. Well,
plus so many calls in games now. It's like with replay, it's hard. I mean, really, the only thing that you could use to sway that is holding and pass interference. Those are the only two real, ones that you could throw a lot to have huge influence on something. And most of the, and really pass interference is the one that's really debatable. And that's not going to be the head official calling that anyway. So no impact.
All right, let's switch gears. We've got in the news coming up at 4:30. What to make of James Harden? Like, how do you like,
good Lord.
Yeah. He scores.
Well, he's wrecking the NBA at an unholy clip.
Yeah. It's what he's doing is unprecedented.
Well, minus Will Chamberlain.
But, well, yeah.
Did you see the stat in the most 40-point games?
Yes. I've seen all of the Harden stats.
Well, it's
They're pretty crazy.
Yeah, there's like Kobe, Harden, and like people, like some of the best, that 40 in a row. It's like, what, 30, you know, some, like, you know, 30-ish games is like your upper echelon. Wilt had like 328. It's absurd.
Well, what do you make of James Harden? How does he compare to the greats? We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.